Here's Shelley Fraser-Mickle with Remembering That's Dancing.
This is American Dance Week, and the really important stuff to know is this. Social dance didn't come about until the Middle Ages. Before then, dance was always associated with a religious ritual. It was a way to talk to the gods. Then it became a way for us to talk to each other. Ballet appeared in France in the 16th century, the minuet in the 17th, and on until we had the Virginia Reel, the Foxtrot, the Charleston, and breakdancing. In fact, dancing changes about as often as women's hairstyles. The first school I remember going to was dancing school. It was 1949, and I was 4 years old. I think dancing school is always the first school a girl child is ever sent to. In fact, I sent my own daughter at the age of 3. It was not just the sight of my child in a pink leotard and pink ballet shoes with her 3-year-old stomach poking through that made me laugh in sheer delight whenever I drove her to dancing school. It was also the fact that all that movement that she threw off at home, like a washing machine stuck in a spin cycle, was now going to be organized and trained. In fact, the memories I have of my own dancing school always seem to come to mind whenever I'm at a rodeo. For my dancing teacher, Mrs. Fortunata, seemed to spend a lot of time corralling us, threatening to hogtie and rope us, finally herding us 4-year-olds into some semblance of a line, then letting us kick as high as we pleased. You haven't seen anything until you've seen 4-year-old girls imitating the famous Rockettes, followed by an encore imitation of Can-Can girls. More often than not, we collapsed like a clothesline in bad weather. Yet, whenever dancing school was over, we piled into our carpools, tuckered out and quiet, at least for the ride home. It was during the recital that I gained my stardom. We were dressed up as flower petals with crepe paper skirts and leaves on our heads. And right in the middle of the can-can number, I kicked my tap shoe off, which flew straight out to the third row where it bopped Mrs. Fortunata's husband in the forehead. I danced the rest of the number with one tap shoe on one foot and a sock on the other, and Mr. Fortunata watched the rest of the recital with an ice bag on his head. Martha Graham said that we look at the dance to impart the sensation of living, to energize the spectator into keener awareness of the vigor, the mystery, the humor, the variety, and the wonder of life. I sure hope this is what Mr. Fortunata was thinking on the night of my recital.